Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pronyl norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein. Josh, there's so much news. I mean, if you were off planet and you came to visit Earth, this would be the best show 24/7. You wouldn't get sleep if you're an alien coming here. You'd be eating popcorn and watching all the news channels to just see how nuts things are. And then when I see the Democrats still trying to spin the collusion, and then even while Trump is doing some good things, and I didn't understand until this morning that Trump has to close these actual sites that are actually going to have economic consequences in Mexico and America, because the agents are actually trying to take care of the surgeons so bad they can't even police the non-legal crossing areas of the border. This is beyond nuts, and the Senate and Congress won't deal with it. Oh my God! I mean, I can't believe that this is going on. Can you?
Down the border, man. Let's put, 20,000 troops, not 5,000 troops. Let's put 20,000 troops with their, guns aimed at the other side with laser scopes saying, come on, I dare you to try to get into this country. I mean, if we're going to be serious about protecting our borders, let's do it. Let's take it to that degree.
Yeah, I think, well, first off, I wouldn't just put the border at the troops at the border. I would tell the Mexican government we're going to send troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. I'd send the troops and the military and Air Force to kill the drug cartels that are making some of these places unlivable. And I would actually tell I think just the action of closing the border is going to collapse the Mexican economy, because there's like $1.7 billion a day of things like parts back and forth to the auto industry, et cetera. So my guess is it'll probably last about 2 or 3 days, and Mexico, who's been asleep at the wheel on this, is going to have to close the Guatemalan border because all these people are coming up across their southern border. That'll end it really quickly, won't it?
It probably would, yeah. I mean, bottom line is they're not going to be able to sustain the fact that no aid and no money is coming in from the United States, which is a decent percentage of their overall, economy, really. Not to mention the fact, let's think of how much money that people that are here illegally take out of the American economy and send through Western Union and wires and things like that back to Mexico. We ought to be taxing that money at least 25%. You could then take that money that you're taxing and recoup it and put it to build the border wall. So, look, there's so many opportunities.
That's very creative,
for our government and for the president to build the wall. He's just got to do it.
Mick Mulvaney needs to take notes from Josh Bernstein. That's a good note. Because something
wouldn't be doing a bad thing if he did.
Right. Now, where I see this going is, I think Trump's got another plan. I think he thinks that Mexico's going to cave and actually close the Guatemalan border, which, by the way, they threatened that they were going to do something like that, because they're having a problem in the Guatemalan border anyway. But we also have a trouble with the drug cartels. Remember, the drug cartels are siphoning $2 trillion of money, and they're working with things like the Sinaloa cartel, which, by the way, Fast and Furious siphoned guns to them to fight against the cartels that are not giving us our cut of the drug trade. People don't understand, you can go to towns and cities in Mexico, and the entire town, city, hospital, and even the ambulance is run by the drug cartels. Did you know that? Drug cartels are running everything in a lot of places in Mexico. Same in Central America. Mm-hmm. And if you don't play ball with these drug cartels, it's like a kid in a large city like Chicago. If you don't join a gang, you're on the out, man. And these gangs are run by people that look squeaky clean. It's like, oh, look at the wife of the drug cartel guy that runs the hospital and the ambulance and the senior home and everything. I mean, people don't realize the entire large chunks of Mexico and Central and South America are run by drug cartels. They're the boss in the community.
Yeah, no doubt, you're right. And look, I think, if the Mexican government, which is obviously very corrupt, they're never going to take out these drug cartels, because many of these drug cartels take out the cops. They take out the politicians. They take out the mayors. I mean, how many stories have you heard? I know I certainly have, where they have literally murdered brand new politicians that took office just a couple of months ago. There was in one of the provinces, literally within hours of him being sworn in, was assassinated. because either A, maybe he said something in his inaugural speech that basically the drug cartel didn't like. So, look, I think at this point that, you know, Mexico, in order for Mexico to stop doing what they're doing and to get rid of the corruption, they've got to get rid of the cartels. Now, how do you get rid of the cartels? I mean, I don't think the Mexican government and the Mexican military is going to be able to do it because I think that they're paid off and I think that they're all corrupt. So I'm not saying that we need to go in and invade Mexico and to take them out, but somebody needs to do it. And if that doesn't happen, then you're going to have the same continuing problem.
Yeah, I think so. I think the problem I see, I think Trump is very clever. A lot of people don't realize how he pivots on things, do they? Like, it looks really stupid. Like, why would you close the border and commerce? Well, you have to, because you got to make them have some financial pain so they actually do what they're supposed to collaborate with America to do. They got the U.S. Embassy treaty. They give awards to Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Well, let's start playing ball, okay? Stop acting like you can get away with this stuff. And this, by the way, is how the Mexicans are going to pay for the wall, because the wall actually protects them, too. We also want to have cross-border traffic that moves swiftly and cleanly across the border when people are valid citizens. Like, there's U.S. citizens live across Mexico and work in San Diego, and vice versa. There's people that live in San Diego that actually work in Mexico, or they go back and forth. And there's cross-border traffic of automobile parts. For example, you can have seats in a fancy car that's going to be put together in Louisiana. The seats and the leather are actually put together in Mexico. So the cross-border traffic, the same thing, that's why they're having such a big problem in Britain with the Brexit, is they don't want to be taxed back and forth of things going back 10 and 12 times to manufacture anything, because they've got to go back and forth between Britain and different manufacturing plants in order to do it, including even paint. So people don't get this, that, you know, these are all doable things. They're technically doable, aren't they? And if Mexico just collaborates, it's the problem's over. And secondly, it's time now for a bipartisan immigration bill. It's time now for a bipartisan health bill. I see Trump moving toward the idea now as the party of health care. I wonder if you want to touch on that now, because I think Trump's moving toward allowing cross-border insurance carriers, having a drug commission. In fact, I've been in contact with Representative Scott, the new senator from Florida, trying to get him on the show to talk about this, because he's on the commission to develop new ideas. Then they reduce the price of drugs, allow cross-border competition, reduce the co-pays and the deductibles, and also allow the health savings account to be applied to everybody. So everybody can write off all your supplements and all your co-pays. And then allow people to just buy whatever insurance they want. If you're a young person, 33, and you have no problems, just buy catastrophic.
Right.
Pay the doctor or the naturopath when you go in there to take your bunions off your toes, and you just have a catastrophic plan. But you want everybody to have access to health care.
Well, look, I think more than anything else, the Republicans need to get on board, and they need to come up with an alternative to Obamacare that is obviously pro-growth, limited government, and has more security and more freedom and choice for every American, not just seniors, but for every American. And the reason is because if they don't, then there's going to be a vacuum that's created, and that vacuum could be filled with, God forbid, Sanders scale, and then we could have Bernie Sanders and his Medicare for All garbage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, next thing you know, they'll use that as a wedge issue in 2020.
Well, I don't know why he uses the term Medicare for All, because he's talking about a VAT or value added tax like Canada. Now, the single payer system has three major defects. Number one, it squelches innovation. Number two, it pays doctors a fee for service. And every socialized health plan that has fee-for-service screws over the doctors and the patients. And it doesn't mean new innovative care at all. It doesn't reduce the costs, especially when you don't reduce malpractice costs or drug costs or the cost of hospitals that have a monopoly. They did a comparison here in California, and within 20 miles, you can have a 200 or 300 different, percent different in the cost of a procedure, even a stay in hospital, from one hospital 10 miles from the other one, or 5 miles. It's crazy. They think they got a monopoly. They go and charge whatever the hell they please, and they get away with it. And the other thing is, if the hospitals are taking care of free people, like illegals, that come here through the emergency and up on the floor, everybody else that carries insurance has to pay for these illegals, because the hospital's got to write off the cost somehow. So you wonder why your insurance plan is so damn expensive. It's because you're paying for maybe 20 or 30% of the people in the hospital are illegals that don't pay a damn cent, because by federal law going back to the 1980s. And I know I was in Georgia when they just brought the law in, because otherwise they parked people outside the emergency room doors to bleed to death after gunshot wounds. And then when the law passed, they had to bring them in and actually put a chest tube and send them up to the floor. And if they had no insurance, the hospital had to absorb the cost and the surgeons and so on. And people don't realize this is called math. If you force the system to absorb costs it can't, the doctors, hospitals, trauma clinics, etc., will go bankrupt, and you need control costs so the hospitals don't go crazy on the one hand, but on the other hand, don't rip everybody off or make you responsible for the bills for people who can't pay a damn cent. This is a crazy system, isn't it?
It is, and not only that, but Medicare for All is not Medicare for All. Medicare for All does not cover every single person. That is a lie, number one. Let me add to this. Yeah. Also, what's bankrupting America more than anything else right now? It's Medicare. So why on earth would you take a program that is bankrupting the country and use it as the model in order to give people health care, which, by the way, wouldn't even be good health care because it would be government-run health care, and we've already seen what government-run health care can do to not just here in America with Obamacare, but you could look at Cuba, you could look at Venezuela, where they're now using health care and rationing it based on if you voted for Maduro or not, which, again, there was no vote because everything was rigged to begin with. But I'm telling you that this Medicare for All thing is absolutely dangerous, and if Republicans aren't smart enough to come up with an alternative, then they're going to allow the Democrats to run on that in 2020. I suggest taking it off the table as a campaign issue.
No, I wouldn't take it off. I'll tell you what you need to do. When he says Medicare for All, let's clarify what it is. First off, it's not Medicare for All. I have Medicare. I have to pay a lot for secondary insurance and for my drug plans. That's where the big growth is. 95% of the growth in Medicare, people that receive Medicare, is in the other insurance plans. We just have to have so it has cross-border competition, control costs, get rid of the malpractice, get control the drug price costs, allow drug certification and early access to drugs if you want to do first try, if you got a weird novel cancer or something, and allow certification, allow people to write off with their health savings plans all of their nutraceuticals and technology like home hyperbaric oxygen and supplements and so on, and then people will take care of themselves. Remember, every person is like a two-legged debt walking around. And if you don't take care of yourself, you automatically cost the entire government. People don't realize this. If, like with Medicare, if you don't take care of yourself and you end up in hospital, not only does Medicare have to absorb your costs, but the overcosts of taking care of you. Let's say you need a heart transplant. That's going to cost maybe in hospital $1.5 million. Or you got cancer. The average cancer patient generates for the healthcare system $1.3 million. Somebody's going to have to pay for that. And the somebody is all of us. All of us are paying for it. You might think, well, I got Medicare. I got this. I got that. I got Medicaid. People don't realize we're all paying for this one way or the other because we don't control the hospital costs, the drug costs, the malpractice costs. These malpractice attorneys are making buco bucks. In places like Oregon, there's no limit. They want to sue for $30 million, multiple lifetimes of the actual savings of a specialist. It doesn't matter. They can get away with this crap. And that needs to stop. If they want to control costs, if they want to actually get and also get away from fee-for-service, if a doctor is cutting you or he's talking to you, you should get paid the same wage per hour. So if a cardiologist is talking to you or a cardiac surgeon, he should get paid the same number of dollars per hour, and it could be well, could be good paying well, to cut you as to try to prevent you from needing to be cut. For example, I don't refer people for cardiac CABGs, which is a coronary bypass graft, or stents. I give them referral for ECP therapy, extracorporeal counterpulsation for 2 months, and our supplements and cardiac peptides, and they grow new arteries. You do not need to have their chest cracked and spend $1 million to go to a surgeon and maybe die. The same thing with cancer. Even chemotherapy. I don't recommend ever chemo or radiation. I do recommend nutraceuticals, and we have new technology now that may lower your NOGLAs and your cancer AMAS cancer marker tests at Oncolabs. And so even things like IPT cancer therapy may be a thing of the past. We get rid of the pathogens, we lower the NOGLAs levels, we activate your macrophages, and maybe you can wipe out your own cancer. The whole problem I see is that our whole approaches are not what I call economic investments to cut the cost of maintaining health or treating illness. And we allow all these predators, like I call the carrion birds of lawyers and big drug companies and giant hospitals, to make enormous amounts of bills. I mean, you get a Kleenex in the hospital or a tongue depressor, and they jacked the price up 3,000% or something. It's freaking ridiculous. It really is. Back in a moment. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You didn't like my IME. Welcome back. So I think the problems are actually very solvable. They're technically solvable, just like the idea of pollution. When you talk about the Green New Deal, we don't need to do a Green New Deal. I remember in the 70s going to L.A. and there was so damn much pollution. Now it's way, way down. I took care of the coal-fired generators in Colorado. Only thing that comes out is fluffy water vapor. There's no pollution coming out the top of those things. We can have technical solutions to have total recycling of everything. We can force our countries that we trade with, like China and other countries, not to pollute the air, so that two-thirds of the industrial waste that arrives from China, arrives in San Francisco Bay, is coming from China. These are really technically simple things to fix. Don't sell to companies that dump the plastic in the ocean more than fish. Make sure it's recycled so you have little tiny microbeads or cubes or something, so if you want to print a new part for a machine or whatever, there's zero waste sites and everything gets completely recycled. And we don't pollute the air or destroy the carbon oxygen cycle by polluting the phytoplankton to make the carbon turn into oxygen. Because guess what? If you carbon capture, you decrease the oxygen, the ozone layer goes bye-bye, and every living thing on the planet dies. These knuckleheads like AOC are freaking idiots. And they're dangerous because these people, if they accomplish what they want to, including Dr. Isley, who I argued with in 1997, that's a long time ago, 22 years ago, in March in Colorado Springs when I met him, this idiot tried to think that we're going to go carbon capture as part of the United Nations World Constitution Parliament Association. He set up in 1958. I said, you're a moron. I said, I'm an oceanographer. I was a charter member of Greenpeace along with Patrick Moore for Greenpeace. And Patrick Moore knows if you get rid of so-called fossil fuels, which they aren't, they're actually created by a nuclear reaction inside the Earth, proved in 1951 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is why Russia was drilling to 30,000, 40,000 feet, because that's where the oil is, damn it. And so this idea that we can't have a technical solution, including clean nuclear power, which, by the way, all our nuclear reactors are way out of date. They're post-geriatric. They're releasing radiation everywhere. Thorium, tritium, and other isotopes that increase the risk of dementia because of the radiation levels coming within a certain distance from the nuclear reactor. All these are solvable. But then the power corporations get away with murder, like Diablo Canyon, because they won't properly say that they're going to pay for the decommissioning of these reactors or get all the radioactive waste off the site. Just one stupid thing after another, and the corporations are getting away with bloody hell. The corporate boards and these foundations and people like the Rothschilds and people who own them should be going to jail, but they're not, are they?
No, they're not, unfortunately. And, you know, I just covered a brand new story about George Soros. George Soros is obviously the billionaire financier who is now working with CARE, a co-conspirator and terrorist organization, as well as the Southern Poverty Law Center, an actual real hate group. Those three are working together, and Soros is funding it through a company called ProPublica. And what they're doing is they have a database that they have created for hate crimes. But here's the problem. These are unverified hate crimes. So let me explain what happens. Let's say somebody says that they're a victim of a hate crime. So they contact the SPLC, and the SPLC says, okay, we're going to take and document what you told us, and we're going to put it on this database. They're not going to verify it because they don't care, but they're just going to put it on the database. Now, let's say a Muslim lady contacts CARE and says that someone said that, you know, they were going to knock the hijab off her head, whatever it might be, right? So they say that's a hate crime. So then CARE documents it, and then CARE, unverified, by the way, sends it to this database. And now what happened is there's well over 400 fake hoax hate crimes that are out there, and you have situations like Smollett, and you have situations, you know, like Tawana Brawley, and you have situations like the Covington kids and the Duke lacrosse players. And here's what else about this. Over 100 media outlets, including 12 universities and colleges across the country, all have access to this database that they can report hate crimes on, but none of it is verified. Wow. It's all there to vilify President Trump, his administration, and anybody that supports this president as a hateful, bigoted, Zionist, you know, xenophobe, whatever you want to call us. You know, whatever horrible words that they like to call
I'd do three steps. Number one, I would break the wall down between these so-called foundations like Soros Foundations and their political activism and Orange Revolutions. Number two, I would jail those people that own these foundations. And number three, if it rose to a certain level, I would execute them. And a few executions would have put a stop to these billionaires that think that they're going to manipulate and control the world, wouldn't it?
Well, here's the thing. They're unverified. It would be one thing if these journalists, and I use that term loosely, had any integrity whatsoever, but they don't. And so what they do is, it's like, the way journalism works today, and I'm sure Right Wing Watch would understand and agree with this, is that there's an accusation. Okay, great. Let's write about the accusation. Let's not care whether or not it's true. Let's just write the accusation. It's almost like in politics, where one politician A and politician B, they're fighting it out to see who's going to get elected. Politician A is way above the fray, and he's not denigrating his competition. He's just pointing out the differences in policy. But politician B says that politician A had sex with a donkey and a goat devil and his ex-wife and was doing lines of cocaine off of a prostitute. Now, obviously, that never happened, but it doesn't matter because the accusation is there, and the accusation is so horrific and so terrible that just because of the accusation is there, it's, I don't care whether or not it's true. I just want to see him squirm and try to deny it. That's what the left does, not the right. That's what the left does.
That's why a percentage of both general citizens, 57% of citizens in America, think that Trump still did a collusion with the Russians and still should be impeached. And 67% plus of even Democrats, how can they say it in the face of reality? When you throw enough mud against the wall, according to the Russians, old saying, some of it's going to stick. And it sticks to the cortex of these idiot people, the public, that have heard it so many times from people like Swalwell and Adam Schiff. I've changed the last two letters of his name from FF to TT. Adam, S-H-I-T-T. And Swalwell, this guy makes you, his name makes you want to vomit. I'm thinking, but the problem is they've said it so many times, the average people that view, even that view Fox, think, well, Trump must be guilty of something. He must have tried to shut down. Look at Comey's latest statements just last week on Thursday. He's making statements, oh, he must have been involved with collusion. Collusion for what? There's no crime. Collusion because he fired your butt because you're incompetent, Comey? And Comey, by the way, is an incompetent ass. This guy acts like he's some kind of a bishop of Intel, and he acts really super religious. Like, you guy, you're nuts, guy. You're a narcissistic maniac that wants to think that you're so far above the law and so righteous, and everything he does is a crime. This guy's brother was involved with the largest bank in Shanghai, China, laundering the drug money for the big cartels all over the world. People don't understand this, do they?
No, and these people need to be held accountable. I know President Trump has recently said that the collusion hoaxers are going to be dealt with, and I hope it's true. But the thing that I worry about is two things. Number one, Bill Barr more than likely is a deep state operative. He's been friends with Mueller for years. Him and, you know, his wives and all that, they all hang out together. They're in the same country clubs together at the same restaurants. So you got to ask yourself, is Barr really going to be impartial and put his buddies that he's known for 20, 30, 40 years in prison? And the other part is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is now the Senate Judiciary Chairman. I like Lindsey. I think he's a decent person. But let's not forget, this guy has literally lived under John McCain's shadow for 35, 40 years. Okay? No matter what happened, whatever John said, Lindsey did. It was like his puppet, all right? So I worry that even though John's not with us anymore, that Lindsey is still more, you know, bark than bite. And I don't know what his intentions are, if he's really going to get to the bottom of these investigations.
I'll tell you where the problem comes. The problem comes is the obstructionists and the people that actually got this thing going. I watched Fox News and I saw Hannity, and he said, look, there's proof that that Mueller should have dropped this in July at the very latest, 2017. This is 2 years later, almost 2 years later. So why did it continue and continue? Because Mueller himself has things to cover his own legal butt. He's involved with the 9/11 cover-up, with Uranium One, and with the Benghazi.
Uranium One, yep.
Yeah. So the fact is, Mueller and his cohorts are directly involved with criminal activity. And then we don't even see any investigations of Hillary Clinton and her collaboration with the Russians. I mean, look at the money that was paid to Bill Clinton, $500,000 for like a half-hour speech in Russia. The reason is these corrupt politicians are on the Democratic side, and we need to see them doing the perp walk. I want to see prosecutions. I want Barr. If Barr doesn't do it, you know, he's just going to basically try to leave it as is. And then, of course, the Mueller left it in the report in such a way, we're not going to say now that we will or will not say there was collusion. How can you have collusion when there's no crime? You can say
right,
that
exactly.
Because someone's investigating you to try to prove a crime when it didn't exist. This is supposed to be a counterintelligence investigation that turned into a witch hunt to try to find a crime where it didn't exist. And
for Mueller to say that
was to try to give enough meat so that people like Swalwell and Schiff could say, look, we need more documents, or Nadler, so that we can prove that Trump is a criminal and then try to start impeachment proceedings. That's what this is, okay? So the fact is, if we get a parallel investigation that goes after these people, and we don't want politicians involved, we want prosecutors. I want prosecutors that are going to follow Horowitz and start putting people in jail. I want to see some situations that are so bad, there should be executions. People say, oh, no,
hey,
Dr.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. You know, look, I never forget there was an old saying by a football coach that was really doing very bad for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is way back in the 70s. And the guy asked him, he said, what do you think about the execution of your defense? And the coach goes, I'm all for it. You know what? I'm all for it, man. If these people are guilty, which we know that they are, they need to be held accountable. There needs to be a grand jury, and we need to have a grand jury decide what that punishment should be. And if it is the ultimate punishment, then so be it. Because here's the thing. If we don't hold these people accountable, the next generation of scumbags and what they're planning on doing to usurp the power of a sitting president, if there ever is another Republican president, if they, God forbid, don't build the wall and open the floodgates to immigration. But assuming that those things don't happen, they're just going to make it even worse. It's going to be 10 to 15 to 20,000 times worse than what it already was. So these people absolutely need to be held accountable. And I'll say one other thing. If I was advising President Trump, I would literally tell him to tell his legal counsel and everybody that is in his administration to ignore every single subpoena, every single request for information. All of it. Tell Jerry Nadler where he can stick it. Tell Adam Schiff where he can stick it. Tell the House Democrats, who, by the way, have absolutely zero power. Zero. Let me rephrase that. Z-E-R-O. Zero. None. Nada. They don't have any power whatsoever, and they're acting like they have all the power. They don't have any power because they don't have the Senate and they don't have the presidency. So because they have absolutely zero power, they can do nothing but piss and whine and twiddle their thumbs and come up with these crazy accusations and investigations. And if I was Trump, I would advise everybody to just give them all the silent treatment and tell them, hell no, you ain't getting nothing, and I'm using executive privilege as my reason.
I would give Fox some advice. Stop trying to have fairness balance by bringing on knuckleheads. I mean, I have to speed through the news when I see.
I just did a report. You want to talk about Fox News? Hang on. Do you know why Judge Dineen was fired? It had nothing to do with a Muslim woman behind the scenes that was offended by something that Dineen said.
Right.
The truth is that Shepard Smith and Brett Baer colluded, if you will, behind the scenes to get Judge Dineen fired. I'll give you the reasons why.
Wow.
The reason Baer wanted to do this, number one, is because he wanted to curry favor with Democrats so that they would reconsider coming on to Fox News and doing their debates so that he could gain for it personally by being the moderator. That's number one. Number two, he does not like the way that Trump treated Megyn Kelly in the debate in 2016, even though she was the aggressor. Now, the other one, Shepard Smith, Okay, we know a couple things about him. Number one, he's gay. That's fine. He can be gay. But he is an anti-Trumper. He does not like President Trump's policy on transgenders being not allowed to serve in the military. And he knows how close Judge Jeanine is to President Trump, so he went along with it. So anyone that says that it was something that she said, or anyone says that it was some assistant producer, they're not getting the true story.
Yeah, we went to break there, cut you off. Inflammatory markers in your heart, and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. I think not only the right is going to destroy Joe Biden, he's destroying himself. I mean, the man is positively weird, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I would say Joe Biden is nuttier than squirrel turds, to be honest with you. I think that he's got a lot of issues. I think he's very, very creepy. There are numerous women that have come forward that have said that they felt very uncomfortable in his presence. He does weird things like smell people's hair and whisper in their ears. I've seen a video of him kissing like a little 11, 12-year-old girl, and she had this look on her face like she just got married to an ISIS fighter. I mean, just scary, scary stuff. But I'll tell you this, we need to make sure and absolutely destroy Joe Biden, because there's a lot of dummies in America that somehow think that 8 years of him being vice president is going to be, quote, bringing back the good old Obama years, you know, the stagnation, the high unemployment, the, you know, the welfare recipients and everything else. So the bottom line is we've got to destroy him and destroy him now, because if women turn against him, he won't have a shot. And we've got to make sure that happens.
Now, what I'm seeing happening, we have to have a little different strategy for each one. For example, we found some very corrupt things about Kamala Harris dealing with the 5G network and PG&E. I mean, this is a very, each person has some really bad skeletons in their closet, each one of these Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
And the worst of all is they pushed not only the Medicare for All, which, by the way, isn't Medicare. Medicare is only, I have Medicare. It's all the co-insurances. If you need to make co-insurances affordable, get rid of the massive deductible, allow health savings account to apply to everybody, allow them to be able to write off all their supplements and any costs against their taxes, then things become affordable. And a lot of people, if they just want to buy, if they're young, catastrophic insurance, have make it very affordable for everybody. And have, you know, for the people that are Medicaid, Medicare or uninsured, hire doctors and nurses on an hourly wage, don't have fee-for-service. If they need to see a doctor for 20 minutes, they get to see a doctor for 20 minutes, or a nurse, or take care of their wound, or whatever that happens to be. What I see is we try to make a system really complicated when it should be simplified. Simplified, just like everything should be recycled. There should be no pollution coming out of the smokestacks. We shouldn't trade with countries that pollute the planet, you know, like China and India. We should say, look, if you don't clean up your smokestacks with technology we Americans have developed, we're not going to trade with you. It's that simple, isn't it?
It is, and that's why the Paris Accord was so dangerous, because many of the countries that were part of the Paris Accord weren't really, you know, climate friendly. You know, they weren't countries that really cared about the climate. They were looking for it as an advantage to get a discount, to get, you know, curry favor with other countries. I mean, China was an absolute disaster. They're one of the worst polluters in the entire world. You know, there's many countries. India is another one.
So
we would have lost our sovereignty for no reason.
Exactly. I don't understand. These people are, you know, honestly, they may master what they call blithering, you know? You talk about blithering idiot. Now, I think I know what blithering is. When I watch the left and I watch them, and even this guy they say is a genius, is Buttigieg. I mean, this guy's not a genius.
Who is this guy? I mean, I'm going to have to do research on him if he starts coming
He's the mayor
up
of some town, I think, in Wisconsin. He thinks he's a genius. And the way he talks, he's got this smirk on his face. He's like, I'm really smart. It's like, you're a moron, and you think you're real smart. That's why I really got a kick out of things like Obama. He always thought he was the smartest man in the room. It must have been a very small room, but like 2 square feet. What a moron he is, okay? When he talks about the Green New Deal or anything else, there's real simple things that can be done. And by the way, Trump could do a lot of these with just regulatory things or stuff through HHS. And cross-border competition with insurance carriers and the Drug Commission, which Representative Scott, the new senator from Florida, could do. these things can be done without having to even impinge on the stupid Congress, because Congress is just obstructionary. The only thing they want to do is impeach Trump. They don't want to pass bills to make life better for Americans, or make affordable health care, or make our border safe, or protect us from EMP and from EMP attack on our power grid. The Democrats don't give a crap. All they want is power. They don't care if most of us are dying from pollution and bad food and no health care. They could care a crap. As I say, they care a rat's behind. How's that?
Well, I agree. I mean, if they really cared about Americans, they wouldn't legally want to kill them on the day that they were born. If they cared about Americans, they wouldn't want to leave the borders wide open. Leaving the borders open kills Americans. If they cared about Americans, they would do something to stop the fentanyl and the drugs coming in to the country. So, yeah, you're right. They do. See, the way that the left looks at it, though, is that they don't look at it as killing Americans. They look at it as collateral damage that they would have to use as an offset. Call it a carbon footprint offset, except instead of carbon footprint, it's more like carbon filed from bullets. It's that kind of an offset.
Yeah,
we'll have a couple of Americans killed as long as we can maintain and gain power.
Exactly. In other words, it's collateral damage to their power control.
Right.
And that's why this
absolutely
movie, by the way,
true.
Unplanned, is now making massive headway. First day they made,
yes,
I think, $6.3 million. And the fact is, it's about a woman who worked for 8 years with Planned on Parenthood that was involved,
yep,
with an ultrasound-directed abortion, and she realized that's a live baby in there. Oh, my God. And she became one of the most powerful pro-life people. Now, if you've seen that on ultrasound, you know you're killing a baby. This is not a chunk of flesh.
Right,
and,
exactly.
The heartbeat by the bill, by the way, there's a Milano, is this movie star that's trying to actually go after Georgia that's passing the heartbeat bill. I'm going to have experts on my show, including Dr. Rand Paul, who's putting what's called a life at conception bill, which they say
you
has
mean 5% the queen of you mean the queen of hepatitis in Hollywood?
Yeah.
The
right.
Former actress that's been washed up and isn't even a B actress. She's not even a C actress. She's probably a D actress, if you know what I mean, or the D.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
she's a harlot of Hollywood, and she's an idiot. Let's face it. She's washed up. She can't do anything. The only thing
she's trying to get some celebrity by putting her stamp on this issue. And by the way, it's not a women's issue. Because here's the situation. It's 2019. In 2029, if Democrats got in power, women would not be allowed to have live pregnancies. They would not be licensed to have a pregnancy. You'd have to submit your gametes by a punch biopsy in your forearm to the laboratory at Planned Parenthood. And now Planned Parenthood's name would actually be valid because all the babies would be born artificial uteri by licensed individuals that would create a genetic hybridized, whether you're gay or not, or with other humans, or even insert animal DNA. And people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, that won't happen. I said, you know what? If some knucklehead can do it, they're going to do it. Whether it's in America or in Korea or somewhere else, some idiot is going to do evil shit like that. Excuse my English.
Well, I'll tell you this. I hope that this Unplanned movie really does, you know, like what Chick-fil-A did, where everybody went out for like a week or two straight when they were attacked and everybody went and got Chick-fil-A. I hope people go out and they do the same thing, and they go out and they watch this movie multiple times. They buy tickets for family members who are reluctant to see it because they're on the left. We need to get as many people as possible to go out there and see the movie. And you want to hear the definition of irony? The new head of Planned Parenthood is an Oriental woman, Chinese woman, from China. So she was sent to America. She escapes China because of their one policy, one child policy, because she's female and she would have been slaughtered.
So what does she do?
She comes to America, right? She comes to America so she can slaughter American children. What a sicko! What a wacko that woman is!
And look at
she's
this one,
the new head.
Yeah, exactly. The same with this one Tran in Virginia. Here's a Chinese woman who's had three kids and wants to pass a bill that allows infanticide when 93% of abortionists that do first trimester would not participate in third trimester, and she's talking about like it's like just taking a, you know, like doing a throat swab. It's like, are you kidding me? No, she's not. These are evil freaking people that belong in a psychiatric ward or a prison or executed. I think, honestly, we're at the point now where our civilization is breaking down, and the people want to break it down faster. They want, and these women that support and men that support abortion, a generation from now or half a generation, 10 years,
right,
you won't be able to have a pregnancy unless you're licensed by the state. If AOC or the Democrats get in, You will not be allowed to have a wild pregnancy. It'll be against the law. You'll actually, if you're found pregnant, you'll be seized just like Minority Report. They'll put you in a facility, abort your baby at whatever stage, and they'll put you in prison for violating the pregnancy, the wild pregnancy law. People say, oh, no, they won't do that. Right?
I think they're going to start zapping toddlers. Instead of putting them in time out, I think they're just going to kill them. In states like California and Oregon.
By the way, they're becoming sterile already.
If you do that one more time, I'm not putting you in time out. I'm going to use the extreme abortion law, and I'm going to murder you, and I'm going to get away with it. Now, I know that's a joke, and it's sick, but this is how sick these people are. You can only joke about it because the reality is that there's some people in the left that actually would think to that degree. And that's the sick part about it. I made the joke.
See, these are not humans.
That they think about that.
They're people of clay and iron. Clay, human flesh, iron dwelt by transdimensional demonic entities. People don't believe the Bible, but it says right from the Old and New Testament, it says they're possessed. These are not normal humans. The decency of being a human is that you care about other people no matter what their sex, their age, whether they're unborn or elderly. Even the ancient Chinese considered you born when you came through the vaginal canal. You're already a year old because you're conceived as your birth date. You can back calculate to what your real birth date is based on the day you were born if you're 9 months. You say, well, I'm probably 9 months earlier. So rather than February 15th, my birthday is 9 months earlier. Right?
Absolutely. No, I totally agree with you.
And we should actually have people start to celebrate their biological birthday rather than their out of the vagina birthday or out of the abdominal cavity because I was a C-section. People need to start realizing as soon as you're conceived, you're a person. And once the personhood issue is discovered and dealt with Coney Barrett, and I know that they're saying that they're going to be delay, and we've changed her name, by the way, from Bader to Gator, G-A-T-O-R, like alligator.
Yes, Ginsburg. Ruth Alligator Ginsburg.
She's dying, okay? She's not going to show up for all her meetings. This year she's going to die. I guarantee you before the 2020 election, Donald Trump's already got Coney Barrett ready.
She could be dead already, to be quite honest. I mean, I don't do conspiratorial type of stuff, and I've heard rumors, and I would never report on it on my show because I can't verify it. But she hasn't been seen in public in months, in absolute months.
Well, the reason is she's so sick. She's so sick.
Well, I mean, yeah, it could be that. Or let's not forget Fox News a few months ago flashed something across the screen that some people saw. And it gave a date of expiration in 2019. And then they said, oh, that was a mistake. That was, that didn't really happen. That was just a graphic image mistake. I'm sorry, but who makes a mistake to that degree, all right?
I don't think so. I think they're tech
people. I'm not saying she's alive either.
I think they're waiting for the right moment to launch this fact somewhere toward the 2020 election. Because if the base wants
support... Oh, they know if she's dead now and it gets out, then if you think the Brett Kavanaugh situation was contentious, man, you ain't seen nothing yet. The left will go absolutely, you know what, crazy. And I'm going to laugh through the whole thing. I might even have a couple beers and do some videos and put a party hat on.
Especially
with
now
the
after
streamer that blows out my mouth.
After Unplanned is up. My guess is after Unplanned is up for a month, maybe two. You're going to see Trump. They'll come up with a notice in the spring or early summer that she died in her sleep, and they didn't tell you about it for a month or so.
By the way. They have to tell you.
Right. And the problem is that I don't know why the news media put a cap on it. My guess is that when they do, they want to have proper timing because you know how they pivoted from the collusion stuff over to healthcare. But they're not pushing the ACA because remember, crazy Nancy Pelosi, you have to pass it so you can read what's in it, you know, the ACA, the so-called Unaffordable Care Act. Now you can imagine them pivot over this issue of abortion when they've been pushing infanticide. I mean, even the decent people within the Democratic Party that voted for generations, they got to realize this is way beyond even early trimester abortion. This is nuts. And if you support it, let me tell you, there's a warm place in hell for you.